266 meters in the medium wave band. This is Merseyland Alternative Radio on this New Year's Day, the 1st of January, 1980. And I'm Bert Williams, and I'm afraid I've got very bad news for all you radio listeners out there. And that is that this is the closing down broadcast from Merseyland Alternative Radio. And I'm going to go into more details on this broadcast into the reasons why we're closing down. But anyway, this is a closing down broadcast from Merseyland Alternative Radio. And I've got a record now by Elton John and Kiki D, and this is Don't Go Breaking My Heart. And I certainly hope it doesn't break your heart, the fact that Merseyland Alternative Radio is to leave the air and we are to close down.
You take the way.
Just coming up to 2:10 now on Maryland Alternative Radio, and this is the closing down broadcast. We're now leaving the air. We're closing down at 4:00 this afternoon on this first day of January, New Year's Day 1980. I'm Bert Williams here, and I've made the decision to close the station down. If any of the other lads on the station, such as John Dwyer or anything, can continue the operation without me, well, that's up to them, but I'm responsible for all the transmission side, and I'm removing all the transmitters, and the station is to close down at 4 p.m. this afternoon. I'm very sorry that it's had to turn out this way, and you've got my sincere apologies to all the listeners and everybody connected with the station, but I'm afraid, well, that's just the way it is. And I'm going to go into more details as to why things have gone like this and what's led to this occurrence, this happening. Very unfortunate, but I'm afraid it's just one of those things. Going on now, another little bit of a record, which should be a bit appropriate for the closing down show. This is Linda Ronstadt and Tracks of My Tears.
To
Got to be three, 2:15 now is the time on Amazing Amb Alternative Radio, and I'm Bert Williams here, closing the station down. Amazing Amb Alternative Radio leaves the air. We are defunct, no longer existent, as from 4 o'clock this afternoon, and I've made the decision to close the station down due to various problems and difficulties. Just simply become a bit too much for me, and that's it, I'm afraid. Well, we're closing down, and that's very unfortunate, but just one of these things. And I'm going to go into a little bit of the details now as to why this has come about. We have made appeals over the air. Well, I've made appeals, the others don't bother. You sort of live, well, I'm trying to think of the right way of putting it, really. I'm in a bit of a bad mood, of course, not in a very good mood today, but the others just don't bother. But I've made appeals to try and get locations, because anyway, the basic reason that we're closing down is because, well, there's been a dispute, between me and the person who occupies the place where we transmit from, you see. And because of this, there's no way that I'm going to give in, so I'm closing the station down, and that's it. And I've made appeals over the air in the past because the situation hasn't been very good as regards the transmitter locations. And I've made appeals, as I said, in the past, but we haven't had much response. The only response we've had is from fellas out in Wigan, St. Helens and Wellington. Now, I'd like to thank you fellas for writing in, but I'm afraid you're a bit too far away, really, to make the running of the station reasonably easy, because most of us on the station here live on the Wirral, and we have had very few offers of transmitter locations on the Wirral. But if you're able to help out, if you think you might be able to help out, there may be some chance that we may return if we get offers. But I feel that it's unlikely that we'll get any, because we've made appeals in the past and we've had absolutely no response. We've had, we've had very little response, and we're not able to find suitable locations on the Wirral. So I'm afraid, well, this is the result, and not only that, but there's been other things, internal difficulties with the station and the people that I'm involved with in the running of it, and so on. There's a large number of reasons have all contributed for me to make this decision. I'm going to have a bit of backing music now, and this is from a DJ. This one's going out to Paul J, who left the station because of internal troubles and internal bad feeling on the station about 3 weeks or a month ago. There is, of course, a possibility that Merseyland Alternative Radio may return without me, but, well, I'm the one that owns all the transmission side of the station, and it is possible that some of the lads here on the station may be able to obtain a transmitter off somebody else, And I think that is, I think one of the basic problems is I and my technical engineering ability is being taken for granted by the others, and all they, well, I think the way a lot of them tend to feel is all they need is a transmitter and they've got a replacement for me. Well, I've decided that I've had enough of it and that's that. If they think they can get a transmitter off some other station and go ahead without me, well, I decided to give them that opportunity. Because, well, to be quite honest, I've been messed around quite a bit, and it's mainly John Dwyer that's done it. He's the one who's been involved in the running of the station. And I'm afraid he's been messing me around, right, left and centre. I've warned him in the past about things, but he hasn't taken any notice. Well, anyway, the next record I've got coming up now is by the Tavares, but I think I'll just go into a little bit more detail. I'll put Paul J's theme back on again. I'm closing Maryland Alternative Radio down because, well, I'm having difficulties in running the station. I'm not able to get things right. And there's problems with transmitter locations. I'm not able to get any suitable ones. And I've had enough of relying on the people that occupy the present location. So I'm afraid I'm giving up. And as I say, I tend to feel that a lot of the lads on the station, a lot of the DJs probably feel, only need to replace me. Bert Williams is a simple transmitter and that's it. Well, I've decided that I'm packing in and they, if they want to try and carry things on, they can do so, and we'll just see how far they get. And one of the things, I think if you listen to the station in detail, you'll have a job to find any DJs who've had much to say about the fact that I've brought the station about on the engineering side. They just all take it for granted and that's it. Anyway, another thing I'd like to say, if you'd like to help out with the station, if we do go back on in the future, there's some small chance that we may return, but I think it's a rather slim. But anyway, if you'd like to write in, if you'd like to help, the more offers of help we get, the more likely there is a possibility I may change my mind sometime in the future. So if you'd like to be a DJ on a station, or you'd like to help out with a station in some way or other, or you have a place where you may able to, where we may be able to use for the Maryland Alternative Radio Transmitter, which is about the size of a radiogram, and you'd be able to accommodate that. One thing we do want, especially you could do with, is high-rise flat, and we'd often the offers of some money, £10 a week for a high-rise flat for anybody who's able to offer one. Is still available, the money's still available, but I'm afraid we haven't had any offers of high-rise flats at all in response to my appeals over the air, even though I've offered money for it. So I'm afraid, well, because of this, this is one of the reasons that Maryland Alternative Radio leaves the air at 4 o'clock this afternoon, and we become defunct as from then. That's one of the reasons, but there is obviously other contributing factors. Going on with the Tavares now, and another bit of an appropriate record, Don't Take Away the Music. Well, I'm afraid we've got to take away Maryland, well, I've got to take away Maryland Alternative Radio from you anyway. Very unfortunate. There is a possibility, as I said before, though, that some of the lads here might be able to get hold of a transmitter and get back on without me. But I don't think they've got much hopes of success, really. That's my personal opinion, but they probably think all they need is a transmitter and that's it. I'm afraid when our friends in the yellow vans come out, I'm afraid the other lads will find it's not going to be that easy. But as I say, this is most likely the end of Maryland Alternative Radio. Very unfortunate, but just one of those things. Just one other thing, if you're able to help out, and it's very important, well, I'm getting fed up, quite honestly, of saying it's very important, because I've said it so many times before. I don't think the chances are very good of us returning, but if we do get offered some locations, we may return. It's a possibility. But I think it's a bit slim, really, because nobody's offered. I've asked in the past, and nobody's offered help in terms of locations. But I'm going to give you the address anyway if you're able to help out. You know, if you'd be willing to let us use your place for a transmitter. Or you know somebody who might be able to help out. But you must live, it's very important, you must live on the Will. That's on the Will. Because if you live over in the Liverpool side, it makes the station, the difficulty, a bit too difficult, the running of the station. Got a record now by Rod Stewart, but first of all I'll give you the mail address if you'd like to write in and try and save Maryland Alternative Radio by offering us a transmitter location. That's a place to broadcast from. If you're able to accommodate a Maryland Alternative Radio transmitter, well, as I say, you might save the situation. And we especially need a high-rise flat, so if you're able to offer a high-rise flat, as I said, we'd be very pleased to hear from you. And we're also offering money as well, if you're able to offer a high-rise flat. That's £10 a week. But as I say, if we don't hear from anybody regarding the transmitter locations, well, I'm afraid there's no chance of us returning. Well, there's very little chance that we'll return. Maybe some of the lads might get a transmitter off somebody and have a bit of a laugh, but I don't think it's going to get much further than that, really. Rod Stewart now, and Sailing. I'm playing most of my favourites now because it's the last time you may hear them.
I am sailing.
2:30 now, and we've got exactly 1.5 hours more to go before we leave the air, possibly never to return.
Stormy waters, to be near you, to be free. I am fire,
Apologies there for the feedback. I'll be giving you the mail address if you'd like to write in to help the station with locations. The locations is the most important. After this record by Rod Stewart.